Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
As long as you look at the things from above, things that don't change, you can just keep right on walking on the water until you get across that thing, get to the other side. Others have done it. You can too. He caught his hand and he said, "Oh, you of little faith, why'd you doubt? You were doing so good. Why'd you doubt?" What this tells me and you, he didn't have to. This did not have to happen. He could have walked all the way to Jesus, and then they could have turned around arm in arm and walked back to the boat. And that's what the Lord wanted him to do. But you can't look at the problem and walk on the water. Oh, thank the Lord. I'm a water walker. I can stay on top, above it all. How about you?
Yes.
How about you?
Yes.
Come on, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm a water walker.
I can rise above it all.
I can overcome it all.
I can get on top.
I can live on top.
Hallelujah.
Not let it pull you under, right? I'm not living under. I'm not under it, trying to claw my way out somehow. Jesus already pulled me out. And by faith, I can stay on top. You say, I'm not trying to walk on the water. I just walk on the water. I'm not trying to get healed. I'm just healed. I'm not trying to get the money to pay my bills. All my needs are met. How do you get on top like that? You take a step by faith. And then you keep your mind on the things that don't change, on what he said, on the things above. And don't even let yourself look at this. Now in Ephesians, we're told about our current redemptive state. Before I read this, I need to read this to you from Philippians. You're in Ephesians. Put up Philippians 3, 19 and 20. Philippians 3, 19 talks about people who don't follow God, and their God is their belly, and their glory is in their shame, and they mind what? They mind what? All they think about, all they talk about, all they see is what they feel touched down here. They mind earthly things. Verse 20, for our conversation, and that's kind of like that word again that we were talking about. This word is actually the word polityuma, and it's the word citizenship. Our citizenship, and again, Young's literal says that, our citizenship is in heaven, whence also a Savior we await, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're thankful for the U.S. If you travel some, you're even more thankful for it.
Yes, sir.
It's one of the most wonderful countries there is. But it's only here for a little bit longer. Soon and very soon, there'll be none of the countries that are here now, none of the nations. All of this is going away. And in time to come, nobody will think much about you were a citizen of this or that or the other, because it won't even exist anymore. Kind of like Rome. Rome existed for centuries and centuries, the nation that covered everything, but that, you know, biggest one on the planet, it's not here anymore. But you and I are citizens of heaven. Right now, our name is in the ledger. We have rights as a citizen of heaven. Why did he say that? Because that helps you not to be mindful of earthly things. Thank God for anything that you get to enjoy down here, but your good stuff is over there. And everything down here is decaying and passing away and everything. So it's just all temporary. So why should I cry for 3 weeks about a irreplaceable vase that got cracked and busted? Or somebody ran into your favorite car and they messed it up. And you go, oh, that was my baby. You're not going to take that car with you when you leave here? Said you wouldn't want to. In a few years, it's going to be shot. Is that right? It's rusting. It's wearing out. You're not going to want it. Everything down here is temporary. Your good stuff is over there. They're working on your mansion right now. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Didn't he say it? Didn't he say it? Your good stuff is there. You talking about your good china? You wait till you see that. Your good sheets, your good furniture, your good stuff. It's stuff that won't wear out. It's stuff that won't fade. And when you live with that reality, you don't mind earthly things like people do. If you lose something, something gets broke, something gets tore up, you just go, it's just stuff. It's just stuff. You won't cry. You won't have a fit. Because it's just, you know what it means. Somebody said out loud, my citizenship is in heaven. Now Ephesians. Go to Ephesians, please. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to read from the Living Bible. Well, maybe this is verse 1. I've never stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly. Asking God, the glorious Father, to give you wisdom. And skip down to verse, that was 17, I think. Down to verse 18. I pray your hearts will be flooded with light so you can see something of the future He has called you to share. He's been doing that with us tonight, hasn't He? Yes. Giving us a glimpse of our future. I want you to realize that God has been made rich because we who are Christ's have been given to Him. Do you know we are a big part of what makes God rich?
That's right.
We are a big part of what makes Him rich. We are more important than a planet. We are rare, precious treasures that'll exist forever.
Amen.
We're a big part of His glory.
Hallelujah.
We're a big part of what makes Him rich. His rich and His glorious inheritance. The Living Bible I'm reading. He said, I pray that you'll begin to understand how incredibly great His power is to help those who believe Him. It's the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him in the place of honor at God's right hand in heaven. Far, far above any other king or ruler or dictator or leader. His honor is far more glorious than that of anyone else, either in this world or in the world to come. And God has put all things under His feet and made Him the supreme head of the church, which is His body filled with Himself, the author and giver of everything, everywhere. This is our current position in Christ. If you skip to the second chapter, this flows all the way through this book, but chapter 2 and verse 6 of Ephesians says, He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. How do you get there? He put us there by what He did. How do you receive it? Just by faith. And accepting it by faith causes your spirit to rise above. Somebody say, rise above.
Rise above.
And He has put all things under His feet. The feet are in the body. Jesus is the head. We are the body. All these things are under His feet. How can you walk upon it? Jesus, when He sent His disciples out and gave them authority, He said, You'll tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Didn't He say it?
Yes.
by faith. Instead of struggling under it, you can say, no, I'm in Christ and He's in me. I'm above it. I take my place above it, and you step out just like He stepped out to step on the water. It can't be done. It can be done. They did it. I said they did it. And you'll step out by faith and the Spirit of God will buoy you up. Hallelujah. He will bring you up. And the next thing you know, you'll be looking down on what was on top of you.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Under my feet.
Amen.
Under my feet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tread on serpents and scorpions.
Hallelujah.
Above, on top. Walking upon that which can't be done in the natural, but looking on that which is above, it can be done, has been done, is being done. Oh, somebody say, I believe it. Somebody say, I believe it. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Philippians says, God has highly exalted him, Philippians 2:9, and given him a name, which is above every name. That at the name, whatever you're dealing with, has got a name.
That's right.
I said, it's got a name.
Right.
But it's under that name.
Amen.
I said, it's under that name. Amen. If you have that name puts you above that other name.
That's right.
At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things or beings in heaven and beings in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Is it possible for the Spirit of God to raise you up?
Yes.
As you take your place in Christ, as you believe it, as you're willing to step out over the aching void with nothing underneath your feet but the Word of God. If He says, come, I'm coming. Here we go. Is that right? Here we go. Here we go. It can't be done. It can't be done. They'll shout. You say, I'm doing it.
Right.
I'm doing it. Can't be done. Can't be done. It can be done if you'll get your eyes off of these things down here that you see and feel, and let your eyes get on Him and keep your eyes on Him.
That's right.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Oh, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then He who's begun a good work in you, He will perform it. He will complete it. He will cause you to soar above it.
Amen.
Somebody say, I can do all things.
I can do all things,
I can do all things
through Christ
who strengthens me.
Glory
to God. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.
Faith to God who gives me life.